From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. 75 years after Congress repealed prohibition, lawmakers are still arguing over the sale of alcohol. In Colorado, they've been talking about limiting the alcohol content of wine. Virginia legislators have spent a lot of time debating the state's sangria ban. And in Alabama, the buckle of the Bible Belt, the fight is over beer, as Tanya Ott reports from member station WBHM.
Go to any state capital after a long day of work, and you'll find lawmakers mingling over drinks. But in Alabama, depending on what you drink, it could be illegal. It certainly is here at a recent beer tasting in Montgomery. Buckets of ice cradle beer made by Trappist monks in Belgium, as well as microbrews from Georgia, Delaware, and Colorado. Much of it is well above the 6% alcohol limit for beer in Alabama. Just a handful of states, including Mississippi and West Virginia, have such restrictive laws. In Alabama, violators face a $1,000 fine and up to a year in jail.
I don't know. That you think they're going to arrest us? I would hope that nobody breaks in the door in there and arrest anyone.
It would be pretty embarrassing, considering the man sipping a glass of illegal Dogfish Head beer is State Representative Johnny Morrow.
One thing I notice, it's more, penetrating to my palate. If it has a real taste, a gusto, I guess.
A bill in the Alabama legislature would more than double the allowable alcohol content in beer and open a new market to consumers like Stuart Carter, president of the advocacy group Free the Hops.
To people in Alabama, it looks like there's a huge range of beers in the stores already. They're saying, wow, there's 300 beers. You can tell from the accent, I'm originally from Scotland. I see 300 beers and think, where's the beer?
That's too many for Dan Ireland. If he had his way, he'd roll back the clock to January 16th, 1920, the day the 18th Amendment, Prohibition, went into effect.
I'm a total abstainer. I'm 78 years old and I never tasted an alcoholic beverage. I just don't think there's any good quality about an alcoholic beverage.
The former Baptist minister is honorary chaplain of the Alabama legislature and is lobbying to defeat the bill.
My major concern is that this will be an inducement to teenagers and underage drinkers to get their hands on it. One beer, that much alcohol, could conceivably get an average teenager drunk.
We've got a Gruadale. That's a really, really old-style beer. It's actually
back at the beer tasting, Representative Patricia Todd, who's nursing a Diet Coke, she doesn't like beer, dismisses Ireland's argument.
I know when I was a teenager and we were looking for alcohol, we were looking for the cheapest thing possible. Teenagers aren't going to be drinking this.
Gourmet beer can cost $15 or more a bottle. Last year, the craft beer market grew by double digits with sales of more than $5.5 billion. Supporters of Alabama's bill say it's a matter of economic development, as the state looks to lure more foreign auto companies and manufacturers like German steel giant ThyssenKrupp. It has to offer a welcoming cultural and social climate. The legislation narrowly passed the Alabama House, but is stalled in the Senate. But Dan Ireland isn't pinning his hopes on Alabama. As leader of the American Council on Alcohol Problems, he's pushing anti-alcohol legislation in 37 states. For NPR News, I'm Tanya Ott in Birmingham, Alabama.